More than 3,000 service members from local military installations arrived at San Antonio International Airport early Wednesday morning. As Texas Public Radio's Carson Frame reports, they're headed home for the holidays.
San Antonio International Airport was dotted with camouflage on Wednesday as service members checked baggage and made their way through security lines. They're a young crowd, new to the military, mostly between the ages of 18 and 21, and this is their first chance to take holiday block leave. Army Captain Elizabeth Gloss is part of the cadre guiding service members through the airport.
So around 3 o'clock in the morning, we started pushing soldiers out to their, basically to their homes. They come in waves of about 300 and 400 soldiers, so it's quite a large operation each year.
Moving this number of people isn't easy. It's a coordinated effort that includes the airlines, the Transportation Security Administration, as well as a number of city departments and volunteers. Tanya Hope is with San Antonio Airport.
It's been running relatively smoothly. I haven't seen any hiccups. You know, we planned for everyone to start arriving at 2:30, and it's the military, so they were here at 2:30, and they were processed.
Airman First Class Giles Kristen arrived at the airport a little before 11 and is getting ready to head to the gate. She says she's enjoyed her first 3 months in the military, but is ready to see her loved ones again.
I am traveling today, heading back home for the holidays to enjoy my family and food. My dad's very excited to come pick me up.
San Antonio Airport expects more military personnel to depart on Friday. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.